We are learning Masechta Sedar on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the new Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We already learned this parak is called Abar Nedarim. We learned about Nidre Zerizin, about Nidre Havoi, about Nidre Shkogis, and now up to the fourth one. It's called Nidre Oinsim. Zok the Mishnah Nidre Oinsim. Hadirach was Amin. Hadirach Haver Shech Asloi. V'chalahu Ashchal B'noy Sheik V'nar Harayel Nidre Oinsim. You went over to your friend and smeded a neder that, you know, if you don't come eat by me, I'm going to ask the minor chasm on you. And Lemaisa, he got sick, or his son got sick, or Nahar separated him from coming, he missed the boat. Hare'il Nidre Oinsim. The law is that it's Nidre Oinsim. What does that mean? So the Ran explains that when he made the neder to ask his nechasim on his friend, if he doesn't come eat, it's only if he didn't come eat on his own volition. But let's say there was something that stopped him from not coming to eat. Let's say he wanted to come to eat, but something happened, or inus happened. He never meant to make an neder in such a oifen. Therefore, it's batal me'elav, because on this das, he was not, did not make an neder. That's the pshat in this idea called Nidre Oinsim. Obviously, this is not Nidre Zerizin. Here, the guy right away wanted to come eat. It wasn't like, he didn't have to convince him. But Lamaisi told him, if you don't come eat by me, I'm going to ask him on a chasim. That only meant if he didn't come on his own will. But if something happened, he never made an neder, Nidre Oinsim. Zog to Gemara, Ahu Gavra, the Atvis Zachvasa Beidina. Talk about a case over here that a guy came to Beis Din and he had a bunch of different rais, but he wasn't ready yet. He still needed to collect more documents. And the law is Beis Din gives you 30 days to get some more documents. And he told Beis Din like this, I'm going to come back in 30 days, I guarantee you. And if I don't come back in 30 days, you could keep all my documents. I'm basically Michael, all my tainus. You keep my documents. If you don't come within 30 days, all my tainus should be bottled, and all my schusim should be bottled. What happened? Is this loyasa? Lamaisa, he planned on coming back to Beis Din with all the rest of his rais, and he had an oinus, he couldn't come. So what's the halacha? Omrav huna bottle zachvasei. He made a deal. He said if he doesn't come back in 30 days, all his tainus are bottled. So in this case, it's bottled as tainus, all his schusim are bottled, because he made a deal and he didn't come. Omale Rava, or some of the gears, Omale Rava, Onesu. What do you want from him? He's Ones. Ones are Chmona Patre. It says in the Pasuk, Vila Naira Lisasadava. That is a Naira Amuraso who is Mazana, but if someone's Ma'anis her, then she's Pater. She's not Chayef anything. Why? Because she's Ones. So here also, what do you want from the guy? He planned to go back. He was Ones. Vichitame, you'll tell me, Katala Shiny. Maybe only there, the Pasuk, where they were handling someone who's Mazana, is Chayef Misa, we say there. She's an oinus, we're going to pat to her. Maybe there, because there it says in the Pasuk, V'tzilu Eda, like the Rosh brings down. There the Pasuk says that that there is a special thing, V'shoftu Eda, V'tzilu Eda, maybe only there there's a halacha of oinus, but nowhere else. Chitim Talishani, V'atnan, our Mishnah says not like that. Nidri oinsim, Hediru Chaveru Sheikha Atzloi, V'chala Hua Shechala B'nai Shesh Ikvainar. Here we made a deal. I'm going to ask him in a chasm if you don't come to me. Elamaisa, he didn't come, but it was an oinus. Harel Nidre Oinsim. It's called Nidre Oinsim. So you see, there's a Ptur Oinus, both, even not only Katala. So here also, we're going to say that there's a Ptur called Nidre Oinsim, and here he wanted to come, and he didn't make it, so Avada, it's not a Bittul on his Chusim. That's Rav's Tanya to Rav Huna. His Tanya is an Oinus, and I have a Pasuk. I had a Pasuk, not a Raya, I have a Mishnah. So that's Tanya to Rav Huna. What's Rav Huna's Tanya back? The Gemara doesn't say. So the Ram explains that the Rav Huna didn't answer, he held the kasha is not so shver. Because when a guy asks someone to eat by him, he doesn't have to speak out that if it's going to be an oinus, I'm moichel. Because he doesn't care one way or another. He doesn't care if the guy becomes osir or not. It's not such a big deal to him. But in the case of the din taira, there, the guy knows he's losing his din taira if he doesn't come here. He should have spoken out that, by the way, that it's only if I have oinus, I'm not saying this deal. I'm only saying this deal if I don't come back on purpose. He should have spoken out. Since he didn't speak it out, iu da afsidat nashay. That's what Rav Huna answers back. Well, mine said, Rav held his taina. And what we see from Rav here is, there's a taina called oinus. Now, if you have oinus, it's not called not coming. Not coming means not coming on your own volition. But if you have oinus, that's not called not coming. And that's why when it comes to the case of the Din Taira, Avada, he keeps his chosim. Break the Gemara Kasha on Rava, the Rava who holds that an oinus is considered that it's a tour. Oinus doesn't mean that it's a kimer tanai. That means if you don't come, it's a kimer tanai. But if it's an oinus, it's not called kimer tanai because I wanted to come. The Rava, Maishnava the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, The guy's going on a business trip, and he doesn't want his wife to be aguna. He doesn't want his wife to feel fall to even either. So he tells his wife, "Here, I've given you a get to michal from today on, because if he dies, a get can michal after he dies." So he says, "If I don't come back, I should be back within 12 months. If I don't come back within 12 months, here's a get." So he says, "Here's a get." He died, and he couldn't come back. So it was a key murder tonight, but it was ba'inus. Maybe he wanted to come back, but he died. Hareza get, it's a get. And the Mara Zakasha, amai, ba'minus onus, isness, he has ba'inus. Why is that called key murder tonight? We just said that ba'inus is not called key murder tonight. Key murder means you don't come back your own volition. Here is a, he died. Amri, Mara says, no, that's not a raya. Like we spoke out, what was the point of this whole condition? Dilma Shani Hasam, the E, have a yod of the miss. If you knew he was going to die, he would have given get right now Yav Gita, because he didn't want to fall to Yibum. So here, it's Pashat Anan Sadi that we want, even if he dies, we want to get to Bichal. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of this get, is to save her from Yibum. So here it's Pashat that's what he means to say, and even if he dies, the get's Chal. It's not a Raya that a Oinis is a Kima tonight. It's not a Kima tonight, but here, that was the whole point. And that's why, here, if he dies, it's a good get. But now the Mar is not a Kasha. Someone is going
away for 30 days,
and it's not a big trip, and he wants to show his wife he's going to come back. So he tells his wife, "I'm giving you a get, and if I don't come back in 30 days, you can have a get." Basically, he knew for sure he's coming back in 30 days. Also, Opaske Mabra. What happened was, he was on the way back, he was going to make it back, he was doing great timing. He got to the river, and he missed the boat. He missed the ferry. And he's screaming from the other side. You can see him saying, "I'm here, I'm back. But he's not back. So what's the halacha? He didn't come back. And we say, it's a good get. The guy wants to come back. He's there screaming. Still we say is, you know, tonight is a tonight. What, he made it tonight, you're not back on my side. So what do you see? The onus not a taina. Amayva main is onus. And for the Gemara, you're right. Usually, onus is considered that it's like you came back even. But Dilma unso the megalia shani. A onus that's obvious, you should have spoke out. Umaabra migla unso. Missing the boat is a very normal onus. So you should have spoke out. I'm not going to be back in 30 days. It's a get. Unless I missed the train or I missed my flight. So then it doesn't count. You should have spoken out. Since it's an obvious thing, you should have spoken out. So here, even Rava will agree that it's a kiyumah tonight, because here should have spoken out. It's not called oinus. We're not going to, we don't feel bad for it, we don't call this oinus. So that's the Gemara comes out. We had a tainam chags, Rav Huna and Rava, by the case of Zach Vasoi. Rav Huna said that Lamaisa, you didn't come back, you lose your chosim. Rava says it's a oinus. And on that, we had a few kash on Rava. The chayr, we find places that are oinus. Oinus, it's still a good get, even though it was oinus. So one teretz by get was because he wants the get. The second thing was because it's an obvious case. Now, the Ran asks, from the Gemara in Gittin, Gemara in Ksubas. We know the famous Gemara in Ksubas, ain't oinus le Gittin. That there's a halacha that we didn't make such a tour oinus le Gittin, because it means snuois, a prutzois, ayin sham, the reason to call the Rabbanon. So stamza is not a kasha, because no tain of oinus le Gittin, that's why it's chal. So the Ran speaks out, but who adin dava motzi l'shnuye? You could have answered the hocha entire of enes begitin should snuyes from prutzes. This is a parakam the ksubas. El the fum time in the makshu to feel like yesterday as we get the mashali. You have a kasha, we'll answer your kasha. We have a teretz anyway. So upon him, that's what we're holding right now. We are Rav Huna holds that even by enes stole a kiyum of tanai, and Rav holds no, it's not a kiyum of tanai. And if you gave his chusim to bezdin and you didn't make it back by enes, You didn't give up your rights to this chosim, because you meant if you don't go back on your own volition.